I'm Tony.
I want to be a firefighter, a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez, and we've been putting together a special about the effect violence has on kids. Violence happens everywhere, in affluent communities, in low-income communities, and in homes across the country. But Flint is one of the most violent cities in the state and the country. So I went there to talk to some kids about the effect violence has on them. The Haskell Youth Center is on the front lines of violence prevention in Flint. They don't use a complicated formula. There are just plenty of positive activities and positive adults. Today, there will be about 200 kids spread throughout the game room, the cafeteria, and a gym where the basketball games never seem to stop. Haskell is a refuge of sorts. Crime is pervasive in this city, with almost 800 violent crimes since the beginning of the year. That's pretty extreme, but just as true outside of Flint as inside is the effect violence can have on young people.
Yeah, it felt like a storm that always around that won't go away. It's constantly raining all the time, and it's violence is always around.
This is Rico Colfer. He's 18.
My house has been broken into 3 times, and we done tried 3 different things to prevent it from happening. Every time it happened, it hurts me because I see my mom cry. And she worked hard all the time to get us the best stuff to have, and they just come in and take it.
Colfer started coming to the Haskell Center when he was 9 years old. The center can put kids in touch with emotional support and mentorship. 17-year-old Diamond Howell went into foster care when she was 9. Next week will be the 1-year anniversary of her brother's death. He was shot.
And he was 22. Yeah. Before he even got killed, I'm moving from the system to the system. Like, I don't stay with my mom. I'm not even from Flint. But coming into this city, seeing all this, you know, this is not the life I wanted to live. But I didn't choose this. I mean, everything happened for a reason, and I'm trying to move forward.
Emotionally, Howell carries a lot on her 17-year-old shoulders. Even so, she comes across as very put together. She talks easily about her plan to become a dentist. But she gets visibly anxious and flustered when she talks about her little brother. She's fiercely devoted to him and worries out loud about how he's dealing with the violence around them.
Ain't no telling what he going through. He don't know how to express it. And the way he expresses it is in a bad way. He go act out. So it's like I can't really get to him. So it really like take a toll on me. Like, dang, am I doing everything that I'm supposed to do? Like, I don't want him to go down the wrong way.
These two young people before you probably have witnessed more violent deaths at the age of 16, 17, or 18 than we have in our lifetime. And that's sad.
Officer Jesse Carpenter has been a Flint City police officer for 18 years. He runs the Haskell Center.
For 11 years before I started this program, I stood over the dead bodies, our youth, holding family members back that I knew, because now that teenager is no longer a teenager. It's a crime. It's part of a crime scene. So I'm holding family and friends back, knowing that I want to stand there and hug the deceased as well.
There are lots of things that can help dull the effects of violence and stabilize neighborhoods. Things like the Haskell Center, important in the lives of so many Flint families. But fixing the impact of a lifetime of exposure to violence can be hard. We'll hear more about how violence affects kids in every community and what can be done to lessen the impact tomorrow. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.